as I slowed up and shifted down gear. A dance song, thumping from the car radio, was stretched out and smashed to pieces. But we barely noticed that first time, all eager to see the house where it stood beneath the surfing crackle of the pylons. The girls loved the sight of so much sky. They slipped into new schools with ease, though Sue and I made it home more slowly. By then, there was Stephen, almost 4, suddenly ill. His rush of growing gone awry. And the doctor's face closed up and dark as the Manchester streets we had left behind. He could tell me nothing. Inexplicable. The pattern of disease.
Inexplicable.
A year? Maybe 2. Driving back across the hills. Roadside wires loop down, are yanked back to the blunted head of each telegraph pole. And further off, the pylons, hitching up skeins of darkness striding up country to a house where this car and their sheaf of hot wires converge. Where a young man's voice on the radio will melt down in a surge of boiling static as I slow up, shift gear, and stop.